On our program today, Boone School Superintendent Julie Trepa, here to explain the scoop with the soup about, is that it? Yeah, what? Scoop with the soup?
Get the scoop from the soup.
Yep. So the very first one was, how do I make a decision on...
Yes, on snow days.
Yeah, snow days, and here we go. Yeah.
Well, this was one aspect I didn't cover. I didn't cover the ice piece.
Yeah, well...
So maybe I can
Same kind of parameters, though.
Very similar parameters. With ice, though, we need to make sure that the roads are fine by 8:15, and that definitely was not going to happen today, so unfortunately, we're out for another day.
Well... and not just you. There's a bunch.
Yes, there's a lot of us. There are. And
hopefully the roads will be better later. Now, it does affect what we have on the schedule.
It does. So we're rescheduling our Bandorama, and I believe it's next Thursday. I'd have to look again. I think that's what we decide on, but it'll be next week.
So that would be on the 2nd.
It would be on the 2nd.
March 2nd. Okay.
And the basketball game tonight's a little different because that's run by the association, and things should be drivable tonight. So that will likely happen still with North Polk. So. Yeah.
Any games they had scheduled up north, I'm pretty sure.
The ones up north or not.
We'll let them work on that.
The ones up north or not, yeah.
So North Polk is going.
North Polk is in school, yes. So that, the basketball game is likely to happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Not
that. Drive careful if you're going.
Yes. Please. So. Please, yes.
We'll have that. Well, let's talk a little bit about this week. We did have a few things going on, quite a few things. Mm-hmm. We do have the did have the board meeting, and the board actually went on a little tour of the Ledges Elementary. So
it was their first tour. They had not seen the progress up close and personal yet, so we were able to tour the building. Autumn did a great job. She's got all the spaces memorized, whether there are walls there or not. But it's actually pretty exciting because we have portions of our building that already have drywall and paint, and other portions that are maybe a little less finished, but really starting to look like the pictures we put out. So it's exciting.
All right. So coming again. Yeah. Got to have it done in August. So.
Yeah. We're still on schedule. And
they started doing preliminary work on the road and things like that.
Yeah. So. We've got the road started, and Construct is confident they'll have the road done by the time our substantial completion with our building is done, which would be the end of July. And so that is looking really, really good.
So keeping up there. What about the hub over here on the west?
So Crossroads is still scheduled to be on time. That substantial completion is supposed to be June 30th.
Once they got the building, they were able to...
We're still waiting for some pieces, but so far, so good with that.
Good.
So that's good. Yeah.
So their supply issues, again, for both seem to... have gradually...
it's gotten a little bit better as it comes along.
Improved,
but every once in a while, we run into some delays, and we've run into that. If you go by Crossroads, you're going to see the part that's not there yet.
Yep. But slow but sure, making progress.
Yeah, definitely making progress, and it's exciting to see it all coming together.
Doing that. Got a few change orders that you took care of and stuff. And relatively small.
Yeah, absolutely. And our... for Ledges, we've had very, very few change orders, which is really exciting. So, especially on a project that big.
We are plugging right along going ahead.
Yeah, plugging right along, and it's really exciting to see the road work start, too.
All right. Now I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Spring break. Are we hopeful?
We're hopeful. We're hopeful. We're still scheduled to redo the floor yet again on over spring break.
We're talking about the gym, folks.
Yeah, the gym floor. The gym floor. We just need to get the colors the way we want them, and we have some lines that need some trimming up. So we will get that done over spring break, and as long as that all goes as planned, then we will do an open house after that. But we'll wait until that's completed before we announce a date for the open house.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll work with that.
Yes.
We're all doing it. I know. Mm-hmm. It just did... had some issues as we went forward. And
well, it's about, we want to make sure that we have the quality product that we're paying for. So that's what we're doing.
Well, still going ahead with that anyway.
Yes.
Well, the meeting, we did have a cut. Well, it was took me a little while to go through, but I got to listen to a lot of it. And one of the first things up, and again, you had Autumn and several of the elementary, really the project that they are doing or the program that they're working with on social emotional learning, mm-hmm. I found very interesting because this is really focuses on our younger students as mm-hmm. they are becoming part of the school district.
Absolutely. Well, and it's just about getting to be more self-aware about your own emotions and then how to handle those emotions when you have them, because our little ones sometimes have some pretty big emotions. And you know, those of us that have learned through experience how to handle that, that's what they're doing now, too. So we have some really great ways to help our students learn about how to control those emotions and how to identify them. And so they had students share through video some examples of how they do just exactly that.
And again, we're talking younger. We're talking our preschool through first grade.
Transitional kindergarten, yeah. Kindergarten, first grade. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think some people may have seen on our social media, like about assertive alligator, you know, sometimes our students, you know, when they're sad, you know, what do you do when you feel sad? Yeah. And so just giving them the tools to know what to do when they have those emotions. So,
and this is, again, deals with a lot of, because I know over the last couple of years, one of the mental health related issues, yeah. I think it gives them a step up, a foot up on being able to handle those issues.
Well, when you think about our young people and they're in the high school and we talk about how poised they are, well, that's because they've learned how to do exactly what we're teaching our little ones. So, it's phenomenal the work that our teachers do with our students. And if you've been able to see the students and how they explained it, they know what they're talking about. So it's nice to see that ownership of their own learning.
And parents, pay attention to what they're telling you.
Well, we can work together. Well, what's nice about it is things that you can do at home, too. It's not exclusive to school. Yeah. So it can help at home. And I know as a parent, I needed all the help I could get sometimes.
Kids sometimes, things aren't going right. They're not happy.
Yeah.
This part of, how can you overcome that?
Yeah, how do you overcome that? How are you resilient? That's part of our Portrait of a Graduate is resilience, and self-awareness is part of our Portrait of a Graduate. That's something our community has said they really value and want our students to be able to know and do. So that's part of why we're doing this.
Well, we did have, besides that, some of the other things that are going on. Just quickly, I know Lori King was in to talk about food service, and we're and she has kind of stepped up. I'm surprised you keep her there. That well, she's very busy. She's really doing a lot of things, again, with some of the USDA programming and things like that.
Yeah, she's really taken a leadership role on working with legislators, mm-hmm. both state and federal, to try and advocate for, honestly, I advocate for free lunches, but also just with the nutritional guidelines, really has taken an active role in that process. And we just recently had a nutrition audit, so she shared about that as well. And the audit had several notes about how positive our nutrition program was. So that was nice to have her share that.
I like the way she gets input from, what should we have on our menu?
Yes.
Kind of thing. That was pretty interesting.
Yes. Well, and she has. The students have shared, you know, what they want on the menu, and that's a valuable tool to have.
And it's pretty good food. I mean, it meets standards, guidelines.
Well, so that's the thing. You know, I know sometimes people have questioned, you know, some of the items, and I would just encourage people to reach out to Lori King and find out what those guidelines are, because we do have to meet certain nutritional guidelines, and it can't have too much sugar, and it can't have, you know, it has to have enough grains. And sometimes people don't realize that. I would say Pop-Tarts would be a good example. There's their whole grain. They aren't the kind of Pop-Tarts that you and I might have at home. So
These are different.
These are a little different. So I would just encourage people to reach out to her and ask those questions, because we certainly want to be able to share that information with everyone.
I know the free meals would be.
We would love to have the free meals. It was not real encouraging at the federal level that would happen. But I do know that they did introduce, and Lori shared that at the meeting, that they've introduced a couple of bills at the state level, and we hope that that's something that could happen, but we'll see.
We'll see. One of the challenges, and I know we haven't heard much about it since we started coming back into our regular routine, but one of the issues was, again, having parents get behind on those lunches. Hopefully we're not having people fall behind, and that's one of those challenges that we had had for some time, because auditors make you say they have to, you can't keep feeding them.
Yeah.
Well, can't keep feeding the regular.
We can't, yeah. So we still feed students, but yeah, that's why it's so nice when we have generous organizations like the Elks Club that
step up
and help with some of those overdue accounts, because that definitely helped a great deal in our school system, because we did have several families that had fallen quite a bit of behind, yeah. And that's tough to come back from,
especially with the economy the way it was. Yeah,
they need to eat every day. So
we did get a little update from Jill Janes about the fast testing. It's just one of the screenings are done, but mostly this was on pretty much. These are on the early young children.
Yeah, so it's really for our pre-K through 8, all do fast testing. Yeah. And so we do them 3 times a year, fall, winter, and spring. And so she was simply sharing her winter scores. And it is meant to be a screener, and it's just kind of a point in time to see how we are. What we really like to look at is fall and spring, but winter is a nice, like, okay, how are we sitting right now? So encouraging, because up from previous years. So that's always encouraging. Not where we want to be yet in some of the grade levels, but on the right track.
Some of the grade levels are some of those that had to go through the online learning?
Some of them are. And then also we have made some adjustments curricular-wise, especially at the middle school with math and 5-6, because they weren't doing well. And so we've added a whole other section of math for our students. So they actually have a whole block where instead of 42 minutes, it's more like 84 minutes a day. And that definitely has made a difference. And so the scores have increased. And we attributed that increase to the ability to give them the curriculum as it is.
Just have more.
Well, we didn't have enough time to teach the curriculum that they needed. So now we have the time to do that. So, yeah.
We're plugging along.
Yep.
We got a lot of other facility things to talk about. Did want to ask you how things are going on the mental health side, because I know Boone and Ogden are sharing a mental health provider, and you would love to.
Yeah. So we are looking for more. We are looking for more, and we have that posted. And it's going extremely well. I mean, I think what's a benefit not only to our students but to our families, because if there's a need, there's no real paperwork to do. I mean, there's some conversation that happens, but a lot less cumbersome for families to receive assistance for their child, and it's right there in school, and really school-based, and so that's really exciting. And so we're continuing to try and expand upon that for next year, and then hoping also, I shared at the board meeting that there are some online tools that we'll be able to roll out to parents soon to help with just whether it's anxiety or, you know, their students are sad or whatever it might be. Lots of different tools for families that we haven't had before. So we're excited to continue to build on that.
So what we started with that early part, this is continues on.
It's available absolutely all the way continues through. On, and it continues to be a need. So the further we get away from COVID, we'd like to think the need's not as great, but it is still very much a needed asset, and feel fortunate to have that.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the other facility-related things. You got softball. You got a contract for that.
Got a contract for that. That's good. So we can play softball next year. So
okay. One of the projects, obviously, out at the Ledges will be, what do we do with this? Now we're going to have a playground out there.
Yeah, we have a playground.
Taking equipment? What's going on?
No, it'll be brand new equipment. The equipment's not getting moved. We'll have a rubber surface and a playground for preschool and playground for the remaining students. So that's going out to bid. That's what we did, is set the bid date. And We're using Pearl money for that.
Okay, for those that remember, that was a vote. People did approve
Pearl. Yep, that was a voted approval by our community. And that, believe it or not, playgrounds are really, really expensive. So that'll cover most of the playground, but then probably we'll use our sales tax cash on hand for any remaining funding that we might need. So it'll be all brand new, and we're excited about it.
So what do we do with the old one? Have we thought about
that? Well, some of the old ones are not probably something you would relocate because then they wouldn't be safe. So we haven't gotten that far gotten that far yet.
We'll worry about that once we get more done with that.
Yes,
got that part. And I know furniture at Crossroads, you got some ideas about what we're... We had a lot of ideas about what... Actually, had me shopping online there, some of those, for different things too.
Yeah.
Again, that's because that is a little different setup, than a regular classroom. You have both the homeschool and you have the alternative.
Yeah. So we have both alternative center and our homeschool. And at our board meeting, we delineated out the two areas for a couple of reasons, but mainly because we're funding it differently. So our homeschool side is being funded with homeschool funds, and then our future side is being funded with our own general funds. So that's why that was delineated out. And then also the furniture that was selected, Kim and Barb did that together purposefully because now they are interchangeable. So if Kim would need more of the furniture over on the future side, we could simply move it over and it still all fits and could be in that space or vice versa. So it's really nice and versatile, and they're very excited about that.
Okay. I know. They just do they drive by?
They drive by
and look and see how it's going?
Yes.
I figured they would.
It's exciting. Yes.
We do have one thing that came up at the end, and really it's Paulette brought her financial expertise out here and said, here, gave the board some options because there are some dollars that are needed to finish up these projects.
Yes. So with all the different projects, and we knew this, even Mitch had talked about it a little bit as well. So to finish up the projects, we had a couple of different options. And one was to utilize PEPL funds or the other to utilize sales tax funds, neither of which are things that would go to vote. And I appreciated Matt being able to explain that that's not something that would ever be a process that would be voted on. But trying to decide which one was more fiscally responsible, and definitely by far using the PEPL funds were a lot less expensive than the other. So about $600,000 compared to almost $3 million. So
that's the option. We'll try to handle it with our already in place financing that we have
It with already in place financing, and then that way saves again our community money. Anytime we can save money, that's what we want to do.
Hold off on the interest
exactly
as long as we can.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's talk budget. Because I know, again, the board has, you've had some work session meetings, different things like that, already taking a look at some of the alternatives, some of the things that are going on. What are we looking at with we know how much we're getting now from the state?
Yeah, we do know how much we're getting from the state, and we're getting about $580,000 new money dollars because we did go up in students. But that's... not a lot in the big scheme of things for us.
When you figure the interest rates that you're paying for fuel, for buses, for everything else.
Yeah, so we actually have another budgeting meeting for Aiden Levy on the 6th of March. So we will dive a little deeper with the board again to kind of determine, you know, how we're going to fund the following year and coming years, because we like to do projections. One of the reasons the district's in the good shape that it's in is because both Paula and Mitch have always done that and projected out to make sure that the decisions we make now aren't going to negatively impact us later in the future. Yeah. So that's part of the process.
Take a look at projected enrollment and what we're looking at and what kind of impacts that
will have. So we did do that we ask the board mm-hmm. for our assumptions. That's part of what you do. Okay, are we going to assume we're going to increase in students? Are we going to assume we're staying stable? You know, what assumptions are we going to use to make those decisions? So we've done that. So Paula and I are in the process of coming up with our budget for this year and their projections, yeah. and we'll go over yeah. that for the aid and levy conversation on the 6th.
So we'll see. And remember, it's hard to explain, but mm-hmm. school budgeting is a lot different than city, county.
Or your own household.
Yeah, what you're yeah. doing there.
It's just a totally different beast. You yeah. can't always just move funds from one to the other. And you can't always spend what you have. So that's something that always surprises people, is that you can have money in the bank and not be able to spend it by law. So yeah.
it's mm-hmm. all about that spending authority.
It is about the spending authority, yes.
So, and I know that obviously we are one of those school districts that do have a couple of private schools in them.
We do.
So, mm-hmm. and we anticipate that there might be some that would go to, some of the dollars
Correct.
Would go
mm-hmm.
to Trinity and Sacred Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
But they all end up coming back to the
They do end up coming back. But you know, I do think it's good for parents to have a choice. That's mm-hmm.
Yeah.
absolutely something we value and promote. And I feel blessed to be in a community where we all get along quite well and work together quite well.
You have to have that working arrangement between the two.
We do.
Yeah. I did want to ask, because you went to a superintendent's association get together.
Yes.
And so what kind of enlightening things did you get from that?
So one of the things was about the mental health resources. That was something that was exciting. And then they did talk a lot about recruitment and retention of staff mm-hmm. at the conference as well, just a variety of things. And it was a little encouraging that some of the things they were suggesting were things that we've already done. And then just having the ability to talk with other people in other states and the similarities across our nation are amazing. Yeah. There's a lot of similarities, whether it's within the state of Iowa or across the nation, with some of the challenges happening with public education right now.
Yeah, and not, mm-hmm. yeah, I was going to say that all states have different kind of,
Absolutely.
Might have different mm-hmm. little issues going on, but mm-hmm. the overall, you get the same kind of issues happening everywhere.
So. Absolutely. But yeah, it was a great conference, and I was able to take away several things that we'll be able to work with as we move forward in our own district. And, you know, that's why you go.
I know some of the things the legislature have talked about the books, the things like mm-hmm. that. Boone District's always been very upfront about, here's what we've got.
Yeah, so
we've
had our library books online and available for, I don't know how many years. Yeah. Since, I mean, it was that way when I arrived. It hasn't happened since my arrival. It's been that way. We've had Sydney has come to board meetings in the time that I've been here and explained, you know, how that process works. If parents do have any concerns, how we've handled that. And
we've had some that have brought up issues.
Yeah, and we've got a great process. We always have a committee ready if that's something that we need to investigate any kind of books that we might need to. So here in Boone, I think, you know, we just work really well together with our families, and our families work well with the schools. And so we're fortunate to have a community that works together.
All right. Mm-hmm. So with our snow days, what have we lost?
Well,
lost the snow days you built into the calendar.
We lost the snow days we built in, and today would put us after school. So whatever
after
date that
Memorial.
Was, yeah. We'll
see how it works.
We'll see how it works, but we are definitely in school on April 10th.
All right.
So
we'll have that one.
We'll be definitely making that up, and we'll see what we do with this one.
Okay. So budget work session coming up for you in March.
Yep.
And then we'll have what, regular board meeting?
Board meeting actually on the 20th because of spring break. So it'll be a week later than normal because of spring break. So
it's another one. We'll figure out how to do that.
That's right. Okay. Absolutely.
Boone School Superintendent Julie Trepa, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.